Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Chase Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This will be a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the final chapter, Antya Lila, chapter 20, the Shikshastakam prayers. We begin with the comments by the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Only the most fortunate will relish the mad words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were mixed with jubilation, envy, agitation, submissiveness, and grief, all produced by ecstatic loving emotions. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri, also known as Neelachala, he was continuously overwhelmed night and day by separation from Krishna. Day and night, he tasted transcendental blissful songs and verses with two associates, namely Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy. He relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions, such as jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness, and satisfaction. He would recite his own verses, expressing their meanings and emotions, and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. Sometimes the Lord would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night reciting related verses and relishing their taste.
Apni Thakurani Shri Radhikarani
Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Vrishabhanu Dulari Bhakton Ki Pyari O Shama Pyari Haridas Dulari Rasakon Ki Pyari Hamari Pyari Tumhari Pyari Hum Sab Ki Pyari O Pyari Pyari O Pyari
In great jubilation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, My dear Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, know from me that chanting the holy names is the most feasible means of salvation in this age of Kali. In this age of Kali, the process of worshipping Krishna is to perform sacrifice by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who does so is certainly very intelligent, and he or she attains shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste fully nectar at every step. By performing congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, one can destroy the sinful condition of material existence, purify the unclean heart, and awaken all varieties of devotional service. The result of chanting is that one awakens his or her love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna and engages in his devotional service as if immersing him or herself in a great ocean of love. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his own verses. By hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name, there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. Because people vary in their desires, you have distributed various holy names by your mercy. Regardless of time or place, one who chants the holy name, even while eating or sleeping, attains all perfection. You have invested your full potencies in each individual holy name. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attachment for chanting your holy names.
रसिक जनों की वाणी बोले श्री राधा राधा ब्रज की लता पता भी बोले श्री राधा राधा
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. One who thinks him or herself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but who is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily, always, chant the holy name of the Lord. These are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Although very exalted, one thinks him or herself lower than the grass on the ground, and like a tree, tolerates everything in two ways. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest, and even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers, and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he or she is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna. If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he or she will certainly awaken dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet.
Bihar van mein, Basanti gaon mein, Raat gram mein, Madhuri kund pe, Mayur gaon mein, Chakna gaon mein, Adid gaon mein. Bhajman Shri Radhe Gopal Bhajman Shri Radhe Gopal Bhajman Shri Radhe Gopal
Bhajman Shri Radhe Gopal. As Lord Chaitanya spoke in this way, his humility increased, and he began praying to Krishna that he could discharge pure devotional service. Wherever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, its natural symptom is that the devotee does not think him or herself a devotee. Instead, one always thinks that he or she has not even a drop of love for Krishna. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. My dear Lord Krishna, I do not want material wealth from you, nor do I want followers, a beautiful wife, or the results of fruitive activities. I only pray that by your causeless mercy, you give me pure devotional service to you, life after life. In great humility, considering himself a conditioned soul of the material world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again expressed his desire to be endowed with service to the Lord. O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Ananda, I am your eternal servant, but because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nescience. Now, please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. I am your eternal servant, but I forgot your lordship. Now I have fallen into the ocean of nescience and have become conditioned by the external energy. Please be causelessly merciful to me by giving me a place with the particles of dust at your lotus feet so that I may engage in the service of your lordship as your eternal servant. Natural humility and eagerness then awoke in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He prayed to Krishna to be able to chant the Maha Mantra in ecstatic love. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs of my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Without love of Godhead, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of God.
Shri Radhe 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 Barsane Wali Radhe
Shri Radhe 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 Barsane Wali Radhe
Shri Radhe 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 Barsane Wali Radhe
Dono haath se taali bajate hue
separation from Krishna awoke various mellows of distress, lamentation, and humility. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a crazy man. My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. In my agitation, a day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire.
Shri Radhe 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 Barsane Wali Radhe
Shri Radhe 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 Barsane Wali Radhe
Shri Radhe 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 Barsane Wali Radhe
Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love, and my friends say better to disregard him. While Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, and supplication all became manifest at once. In that mood, Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friend. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did, he felt like Srimati Radharani. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than the worshipful Lord of my heart. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or, by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is He who is the Lord of my life. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether He shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. Sometimes, Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, mind and body, by me. Thus, he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Or, since after all, he is a very cunning, obstinate debauchee with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give distress to to my mind. Nevertheless, He is still the Lord of my life. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for His happiness is the goal of my life. However, if He feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. If Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other woman, wants to enjoy with her, but is unhappy because he cannot get her, I fall down at her feet, catch her hand, and bring her to Krishna to engage her for his happiness. When a beloved gopi shows symptoms of anger toward Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, he is extremely pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably, and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then she gives up her pride with a little endeavor. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy, but who still shows her deep anger toward him? She is interested in her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck on the head with the thunderbolt, for we simply want the happiness of Krishna. If a gopi envious of me satisfies Krishna and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to her house and become her maidservant, for then my happiness will be awakened. The wife of a Brahmin suffering from leprosy manifested herself as the topmost of all chaste women by serving a prostitute to satisfy her husband. She thus stopped the movement of the sun, brought her dead husband back to life, and satisfied the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar. Krishna is my life and soul. Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep him always in my heart and try to please him by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. My happiness is in the service of Krishna, and Krishna's happiness is in union with me. For this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself his maidservant. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this, for although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. She therefore considers herself a maidservant and serves him constantly.
मंडला आशीश्वर महादेव आशीश्वर वन में
These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that ecstatic love, his mind was unsteady. Transformations of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, and he could not sustain his body and mind. The pure devotional service in Vrindavan is like golden particles in the river Jambu. In Vrindavan, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and explained its meaning. Thus, overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. The Lord had formerly composed these 8 verses to teach people in general. Now he personally tasted the meaning of the verses, which are called the Shashtaka. If anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increase day by day.
Shri Radha, 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 Shri Radha,